Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Welcome to Podsmack. I am Dan Balboni, and I am without Joe Jones and Shannon Cooley this week. Normally, we would cancel our recording. However, we did not have a recording last week, and there are some things that I wanted to get out before it got too late, so that is why I am just going to record a short episode this week. And I guess to start off, I want to get the important things out of the way. Joe Jones is doing a fundraiser for Special Olympics. It's the 2014 Over the Edge fundraiser. Apparently, he is going to be scaling down the wall at the Mohegan Sun, and to raise money for Special Olympics. He has a website or a webpage where you can click to donate to the Special Olympics. Now, he's close to reaching his goal. He's got until September 5th to raise money to reach his goal. And what I want to do is, and since we haven't had the drawing yet for the current MoviePass contest, anyone who has donated or does donate to Joe Jones, they'll be listed on the website. They'll be entered into the drawing for the MoviePasses. So, you know, donate money. It's a good charity, and you might win some MoviePasses out of it. And moving on, and the reason why we haven't drawn the winner yet for our current movie contest. We just haven't gotten a lot of entries. I guess the Ed Lover dance contest didn't spark a lot of people to get involved. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep this open until we'll talk about when we'll do the drawing, but we're going to keep it open and give people a chance to enter, and there'll be different ways. We'll announce them on the podcast, and we will put them on our Facebook page. And before I forget, you can get to Joe's donation page through our Facebook, through the Podsmack Facebook page, and that would be Get Podsmack on Facebook, and then you can link over to Joe's donation page. Part of what was going to happen last week, I guess we can discuss that, is we had planned to do a quote-unquote, I guess we would call a live recording with at our cookout. We have an annual cookout, and it was going to be Shannon and Joe were going to face off. It was going to be a rematch of, I guess we did one earlier, and a bunch of games I put together. And these games are kind of similar. If you ever watched Hollywood Game Night, they're kind of got the similar theme, except they're more, podcast orientated, because there's only so much you can do and record. So I had actually six different games planned for him, and we were going to have some of the people at the cookout participate with them, maybe have teams or what have you, and see if Joe can redeem himself in that last round loss that he suffered to Shannon. But don't feel too bad for Joe, because he has crushed me in our, I guess we were calling it our golf league competition between us. We were randomly playing one hole against each other each week, and he pretty much has beaten me. However, I do want to throw down a challenge to Joe, and our last league night is tomorrow, which is Monday, and I want to play Joe straight up and match play, and if I beat him, he cannot talk trash about beating me this year in our initial contest. However, if I lose, then he can talk the double trash, I guess. So I'm going to try to go for a little redemption, and he's going to try to stick it to me as much as he can.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you the Craigslist listing of the week. Are you a Russian and English-speaking anarchist? Are you of Christian background and possess a good sense of humor? Are you creative and inventive? Even a bit lazy, If so, and you possess a skeleton with no missing or damaged bones, we may be interested in you. Please contact us under the listing Russian and English speaking artists on Craigslist. Note, Podsmack does not endorse this particular Craigslist listing. The editor of the podcast just thought it was funny and decided he would put it on there. Please note, do not send emails concerning this listed to the podcast. They will be ignored. Thank you. No Russian and English anarchists were harmed in the recording of this advertisement.
All right, now that we're done with the announcements, I guess.
And now for our douchebag of the week.
This week's douchebag is, you guessed it, Justin Bieber. What did he do this time? Well, apparently he took his rather expensive Can-Am Spider, I guess it's a trike, out to ride through Beverly Hills, and when caught up in traffic, decided that he didn't really need to wait in traffic, so decided to jump up on the sidewalk and to proceed to drive down the sidewalk, in which he nearly hit several people, including an elderly lady who was using a walker. Congratulations, Justin. You're a douchebag. One thing that Kevin Smith can do really well is tell a story. I am not as skilled as he is with that, especially just to sit in front of a microphone or a bunch of people and to go off. I'm better in a one-on-one small group, which is why I like to have our co-host, because it's easier for us to just bat around ideas, and it doesn't feel like we're really on the spot or trying to, force anything. But I remember listening to Kevin Smith's Too Fat for 40, which is a great DVD. Classic. He basically gets asked one question in the beginning, who was the toughest person it was to work with, and you get like half hour, 40 minutes of stories that don't even really he has to tell in order to get to the answer to that question, which is obviously Bruce Willis, as if you've have listened to him lately, he hasn't really had fond memories of doing Cop Out with Bruce Willis. Anyways, the reason I'm getting there is one thing he also does is he likes to tell some self-deprecating stories, and the one that I enjoyed and the one that at the time we were watching in bed, or at least I was watching in bed and my wife was sleeping or trying to sleep, because she's not the biggest fan of that type of humor, I guess. And so, Kevin Smith gets into a story, and then he starts into a story about how he essentially broke a toilet off the wall by sitting on it. And as he starts to tell this story, I just see my wife's head popped up, and pretty much she was hooked into listening to the rest of the show. Now, I'm thinking, here's a man who is going in front of thousands of people to be able to tell this story, and numerous people listening to it on DVD. I have had my share of embarrassing events, and I kind of briefly broached maybe the story on a couple of them on the earlier shows, but I felt maybe I'll give a little more in-depth story about one of the, just a really rough night on my part. And this was back, I'm going to say, roughly when I was 18, maybe 18, 19 at tops. It was after high school graduation. It was before I turned 20, because it was before a good friend of mine passed away, and he passed away that the summer before I turned 20. So it had to be in that 18-year-old range there. Anyway, we're going up to a certain area, and if you're familiar with Western Mass, or if you're not, it's referred to as collectively as Rocket Dundee Road, but there's a bunch of roads out in Hamden, Mass, between Hamden and Connecticut. No lights, very dark. People like to go out there, hang out. A lot of underage drinking out there. So there was two car loads of us, I think we had five or six people slammed into a little Dodge Forenza. So my brother's driving up there, and I'm telling him, dude, we got to stop. Stop at Friendly's. I have to use the bathroom. I don't know if he didn't hear me, if he thought I was just joking or just didn't care. So he proceeds to pass the Friendly's, which is basically the last place we could stop, drive up into Hamden, up into these areas. So now, literally, I'm shit out of luck because I have to shit. So luckily, and I use luckily with air quotes, we had some napkins or whatever they were, Kleenex, in the car. So now I'm marching off into the secluded woods to relieve myself and to take, a load off. Anyhow, so I'm sitting there. I walk in, turn around, drop my pants, squat, and there you go. And, you know, just going. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm just sitting there. And out of the, over my left shoulder, there, you know, off the corner of my eye, I see a light. Now, at this point, I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I can see the light coming in my general direction. At this point, I realize perhaps these woods aren't that secluded. Perhaps I could be in someone's backyard. And at this point, I have two options. Either I finish what I'm doing and try to explain to the gentleman why I'm taking a dump in his backyard, or I pull my pants up and run. I opted for the second option. Probably, well, I guess there was no good answer in that, so I take off running, and lo and behold, we were on someone's property. I don't think he realized what I was doing, but, you know, so we left. That had to be one of the longest car rides home for, and I felt so bad because my brother at the time had, I guess, there's at least three guys, and I don't know if it was two or three girls in the car. And one of them, I think my brother was trying to impress, and the stench from my pants on the way back, because literally everything got coated. I ended up having to throw those pants out. And unfortunately, not to let that ruin a good time, my brother decided that instead of dropping me off at home, we were going to go somewhere else. So I probably had to sit there for a good 40 minutes or so to an hour. Yeah. So, there you go. That's the first I crap my pants story.
You know, this is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. I've had, I can't tell you how many cups of coffee in my life, and this is one of the best.
The 2014 Emmy Awards are tomorrow. We at Podsmack don't really care, but you know what? Our friends down at the Hot Coffee Podcast do care. They are actually doing a live podcast Monday night during the Emmys. You can go to their webpage to participate and live tweet or chat. And I guess they have a lot of fun going on, and there's even some contests and giveaways. If you wish to enter their contest, you can go to their website and fill out a survey, and they will enter you. And I guess if you pick the most Emmy winners, you may win a prize. So go head over to our friends at Hot Coffee, play their Emmy Challenge, and listen to them on Monday night in the live podcast.
How about a nice, good, hot cup of joe?
Coming up for next week's show, what I think I'm going to want to try to talk to with the rest, with Shannon and Joe, is I have a new word, I guess, or a concept, or have come up with a word to go along with a concept I'm sure maybe some of us have engaged in, but it's called active procrastination. And on next week's show, we'll get into what I mean by that. However, and this will be a question I'll be posing to them, but if any of our listeners want to perhaps participate in talking about procrastination specifically, what tasks do you least likely to do and more likely to put off doing, and what is your preferred method of procrastination? For example, back in, I would say, roughly my junior year of college, whenever we had an exam or had a project to work on or what have you, and you know, you never want to have to, you know, buckle down. You're always looking for something else to do. It seemed to be our method of procrastinating was watching La Bamba. Now, it seems that year, especially my junior year, La Bamba was on almost every other weekend, if not every weekend. And it's not like we were a big fan of the show, but for some reason, you know, it's kind of like, all right, time to work on this project. Oh, we got to study for this exam. Oh, La Bamba's on. We got to watch that first. So, you know, something along that lines, I guess. You know, so we'll talk about that. Also, I want to bring this up with the other two as well. As I've made it quite obviously known in some of the other podcasts, I tend to be a fan of music more from the 80s and 90s as opposed to more recently recorded stuff. Well, shocked to find out there's an actual new song, pop song, that I actually kind of like. And after listening to it, and I wasn't quite sure. I was on the fence about it, so I said, you know, let's go Google it, pull it up on YouTube. And after seeing the video, which quite shocked me, I'm kind of digging it. And I will be talking to them. I don't want to let the particular song out or the artist out, because then it might ruin what I have planned for them. But we'll talk about that as well. So one other topic I think we're going to maybe talk about, and again, if people want to submit their suggestions, I had a discussing it with a few other people about if we were to reboot the TV show The Love Boat, who would we have as our cast, and you know, basically why would we have them. And very interesting, the ideas that were coming up. So I'm curious what Shannon and Joe would have to say. And again, if any of our listeners have any input on that, I'd be glad to see what you guys come up with. And if you guys want to email us, you can do so at podsmack1@gmail.com, and that's number one. And if you want to tweet us, you can find us at getpodsmack1, and that's number one. I think that's my Twitter. I have to double check that. But for example, just to give you a different show and an idea of a reboot, this one, odd things pop into my head while I'm walking my dog. I was thinking of a reboot of Fantasy Island, except we can put a little Game of Thrones twist on it and have Peter Dinklage, not as Tattoo, but have him play the suave Ricardo Montalban type character. And then you get Hodor, the character that the gentleman that plays Hodor, to play Tattoo. And of course, sticking with the theme, the only thing he can say is Tattoo, and then Peter Dinklage would have to then translate for everybody. So I think that would be, I don't know, that might be amusing. So again, these might be some of the topics we're talking about, but then again, everything changes.
JoJo.
Has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above.